Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when both political parties look to be worried. Well, why should Republicans be worried? Actually, there is a brand new piece in the leading conservative magazine in the country, which is the National Review, saying that if the Supreme Court decides the wrong way on Roe v. Wade, if they uphold Roe v. Wade without varying it or broadening the possibility of laws like the Mississippi law, which is not at all comparable to the law on abortion they just passed in Oklahoma or the one that they have in Texas, the Mississippi law provides for 15 weeks in which the state of Mississippi wouldn't interfere with anyone getting an abortion. You would go ahead just as people do now. And the fascinating thing about that is that all of this is revealed that 95% of all abortions performed in the United States are performed in the first 15 weeks. So if they actually made this the law that it outlawed abortions after 15 weeks, it would have almost no effect on. However, what would the effect be? National Review says it would be the end of the conservative movement if this very conservative Supreme Court, with outstanding justices and six of them representing the overwhelming court majority, that if the court held in this Dodd versus Mississippi case that the Roe v. Wade was still in force and that the law would be overturned in Mississippi, that this would be the end of the conservative movement as we know it. We will get to that idea. We will also get to the great difficulties Democrats have been having trying to figure out what exactly it is they're going to tell the country they should reelect. Right now, the policies of the Biden administration, the identification of the Biden administration and the Democrats in Congress with inflation, economic insecurity, rising crime, mishandling of foreign policy, that association is so strong that there's even in the New York Times quite a detailed piece about the Democrats' increasing desperation concerning their political prospects. And one of those items of desperation involves a really amazing confrontation that just occurred. I mean, just. This is from ABC News in Sacramento that California's Department of Justice, the Attorney General's office, in California, arguably the most left-leaning state in the nation, the Department of Justice is repeatedly warning Black Lives Matter, the organization in California, that the leaders of BLM will be held accountable if they fail to provide financial information regarding the charity group's supposed $60 million bankroll. The Washington Examiner published a letter to pay from Attorney General Rob Bonta, who is the new Attorney General in California, which says that for the 2020 tax year, the organization Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation is delinquent with the Registry of Charitable Trusts for failing to submit required annual reports. If the BLM organization misses a 60-day deadline, it could lose its tax-exempt status and face fees for each month or partial month for which the reports are delinquent. That according to the Department of Justice. Now, look, do I find this kind of meticulous tax inspection to be annoying? I do, but I'm not a nonprofit organization, at least try not to be, and they are. It's and the idea that they are so much feeling that this encounter with the state, that like every other tax exempt organization, they have to turn in paperwork, and what all of this comes to is that the Patrice Cullors, who's the co-founder, and she is really been the person who has helped to direct. She is the former executive director and co-founder of the Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation. And Melina Abdullah, who is the co-founder of BLM Los Angeles and co-director of BLM Grassroots, spoke to reporters during a closed roundtable discussion and dismissed these recent articles about the organization's finances as media attacks. But these are not media attacks. This is from the state attorney general's office in a very democratic attorney general, a very democratic state. And the Patrice Cullors, the founder here, who was alleged to have negotiated this house that she was living in, which is like a $7 million house. It's a huge place. And a $6 million home in Southern California with donated funds. How do you feel about that money you donated to help folks coming to buying the founder a $6 million home? Well, here's what the founder had to say about why this is a bit of racially insensitive persecution. Listen.
It's been so much clarity for me, a questioning for me. I don't know if I have clarity or answers yet, but I'm like, wow, this doesn't seem safe for us, this 990 structure, this nonprofit system structure. This is like deeply unsafe. Like, this is being literally weaponized against us, against the people we work with. I can't tell you how many people are like, am I next? Like, are they going to do this to me? So there's not a lot of, that's like, when you know this, you run an organization, like, people's morale in an organization is so important.
Yes.
But if their organization and the people in it are being attacked and scrutinized at everything they do, that leads to deep burnout. That leads to deep, like, resistance and trauma.
Trauma? Yeah, but if you have been taking money, and a great deal of it, I mean, $6 million, even in California, a $6 million home is it indicates a level of comfort and prominence and indulgence that you wouldn't associate with an organization that is so outspokenly in favor of radical change and radical restructuring as BLM, as Black Lives Matter. This is one of the problems, and I think is very typical of it. By the way, in more details, the organization claimed it spent $8.4 million on operating costs, distributed $21.7 million in grants to other organizations, and still had a balance of $60 million. Is it appropriate for legal officials to keep a close eye on on the operations of this organization? It is, but what about the operations of the Democratic Party? They are facing all kinds of challenges. They are just announced that they are trying to undo or rearrange the order of primary elections for the presidential race coming up of 2024. This goes with the Republicans saying, no, they're not going to participate on any debates organized by the Commission on Presidential Debates. But with all of this going on, Democrats search for midterm vote strategy as Biden poll numbers lag. We'll get to that story. And to the story of trying to clear all the Democratic woes by promising people a 4-day work week. Wouldn't that be something? You didn't have to come to work tomorrow? Well, tomorrow's Good Friday. We'll get to it coming up on the MedVet Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is remarkable, and maybe they're going to be using over at BLM, Black Lives Matter, or at least one of the organizations, with $60 million in the bank. That's a lot of money to collect. And that's after you have purchased this $6 million home for the founder. What an operation. This seems to be, I was going to make some kind of comment about Trump University, but this is, this BLM, does anybody out there who is given to BLM feel a little bit concerned about this and the fact that it's being brought out by a Democratic attorney general in a very Democratic state? Republicans have nothing to do with this. And it feels a little bit triggering to have to be transparent and show how you're handling money that you collected under charitable pretensions, at least. I mean, it's all fairly amazing. And Patrice Cullors, the woman at the center of the controversy, also had this to say. She felt, well, triggered by needing to explain what had happened to all of this money. Listen.
Well, first of all, number one, I actually did not know what 990s were before all of this happened.
It's confusing.
So part of the opportunity here is to educate
yes.
our folks. Like, something's being weaponized against us that many people don't even know and honestly don't care about.
I didn't know about them until they started asking us for them for COVID relief. I said, you need my 990s.
Yes.
I had to call the accountant.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the accountant handled that. Like, I don't know what that is. It is such a trip now to hear the word, the term 990s. I'm like, ugh, it's like triggering.
Like triggering. Charles Cook had a reaction to this over at National Review. He said, Cullors' problem here is that she doesn't go far enough. I don't know if she knows this, but every year, with no regard whatsoever for my safety, the IRS weaponizes a form against me. And the people I work with, too. It's called Form 1040. And I, too, am like, ugh, it's triggering. Per the terms of 1040, Form 1040, I am obliged to tell the federal government about all the money I earned during the entirety of last year. And then, and this is the truly weaponized, unsafe part, I am obliged to write a check for a percentage of it. I don't do this. Men with guns will come and punish me. So this can be part of an educational process, and maybe Patrice Cullors can go even further. Look, the Democratic Party has a gigantic problem, and actually there's a detailed piece about these top-level Democratic meetings to try to plot strategy. It's a piece from Wall Street Journal, and increasingly polls show, writes the WSJ, Mr. Biden isn't giving a boost to Democrats, well, that's an understatement, as they face an already tough election climate. The president's attempts to highlight economic success and legislative victories have been complicated by rapid inflation and overshadowed by the challenge of responding to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. While some past foreign policy crises prompted the public to rally around the president, the war in Ukraine hasn't had that effect for Mr. Biden. A recent NBC poll showed that some 7 in 10 voters had low confidence in his ability to respond to the crisis. Roughly the same number said they were concerned the U.S. would send combat troops to fight in Ukraine, a step the president has said he will not take. Overall, 71% of voters said they believe the country was headed in the wrong direction. And 62% said their family incomes were falling behind the cost of living. The midterms are definitely going to be a referendum on the Democrats' failures, and specifically the rising costs they've allowed to impact every American, said Tom Emmer, who is a congresswoman from Minnesota, who's chairman of the GOP congressional campaign effort. The Republican strategy is already unfolding with constant reminders about inflation and higher energy costs, while Democrats are portrayed as soft on crime and immigration. COVID protocols and school curriculum issues also weigh heavily, but the GOP is contending with internal division over the influence of former President Donald Trump and what policy agenda of their own they want to present to the voters. Some economists are predicting a recession within the next 2 years as the Federal Reserve rates go up to try to control inflation. And immigration officials are bracing for a new surge of immigrants at the southern border in May following the Biden administration's decision to lift pandemic-era rules that let border agents turn back migrants at the border. By the way, that decision to rewrite that rule right now, I do believe that's going to be overturned. It is a political, moronic point of view. And the idea that they would not keep in place the ability for people for health considerations because of COVID, which hasn't completely gone away, and because of general health considerations, the turning away the ability of our government to turn people away at the border is nutty. So where do they go? Okay, there is this right now talk of Democrats winning back some of the voters they've alienated. How? By pushing a four-day work week. No, really. As many employees return to in-person work, some are also pushing for fewer hours, saying they want a four-day work week. Not for the fifth day to work at home, just a third day off every week. Dozens of U.S. companies are already trying a shortened week. CBS Chris News' Chris Van Cleve reports on what's going on this issue across the country. It is being promoted as a possible federal reform by Congressman Takana from California, Democrat, of course. And would this have appeal to people at a time when there is a labor shortage? Mark Takano wants to see the major change of four-day work week enshrined into legislation. There's economic, political, social upheaval. Takano, a Democrat who represents the Inland Empire, Riverside area, said on the phone. He says, Americans don't want to return to the same old normal. But would this actually improve on the same old normal or make it even worse? We'll get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
Like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Black nationalist in the New York City subway shooting will undergo a psychiatric evaluation following his first court appearance. 62-year-old Frank James appearing in court with two federal defenders and will be held on a permanent order of detention on terror charges. He's also waiving a preliminary hearing. The Pentagon believes something did happen on a Russian Navy ship.
We do believe that there was a significant explosion on this cruiser, the Moskva, of the Slava class of cruisers in the Russian Navy.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby saying the explosion caused a fire that continued to burn aboard the ship this morning, and at least some of the crew members evacuated it. Ukrainian military says its forces fired an anti-missile ship at the Moskva and that it sunk. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, the idea of a 4-day work week means that part of what the government would do would be to require, in fact, that if you did want to work more than 4 days, and if your employer wanted you to work more than 4 days, then that fifth day you might work in the week would have to count as overtime. You'd have to get paid more. In other words, this is one of those ideas that would be a real challenge and a hardship to people trying to work with that 4-day week. Mark Takano, congressman from Inland Empire, Riverside area of California, introduced the 32-hour work week act last year in July. And several groups, including the Economic Policy Institute and the Congressional Progressive Caucus, which has close to 100 members, have endorsed the measure, which would reduce the standard work week by 8 hours. The change would not force employers to shift to a 4-day work week model, but rather to begin paying their employees overtime after 32 hours. Quote, as Americans have become more productive, their incomes really haven't moved, Takano said, adding that he hoped the bill would make hiring more competitive and give employees a better work-life balance, he said. What collective choice do we want to make about how we work? CBS is reporting on a company that experimented with the 4-day work week. Listen.
When Emily Lutyens started at Uncharted in 2020, the Denver-based nonprofit was running an experiment. Could they maintain 100% productivity and pay while working 20% less.
It's an opportunity to take a step back and think about how you can be smarter with your work.
Are you happier working 4 days a week instead of five?
I'm definitely happier. And I think that I'm just living my life better.
Nationally, 92% of employees favor a four-day work week. But CEO Banks Benitez wanted to know his business wouldn't suffer, so he brought in an analyst to track productivity and the impact of a four-day week on employees.
How has that changed how you guys do business?
It's changed everything. I mean, it reduced workplace stress, reduced burnout. We saw no reduction in productivity, and every Friday was off.
Henry Ford's assembly line ushered in the standard five-day work week in 1926. And while that remains the norm, today's workforce is demanding better life balance, a trend sped up by the pandemic.
Okay, and then they report on other countries that have made this shift. Listen.
In Iceland, roughly 85% of the country works, or will soon work, 4 days a week. Earlier this year, Belgium announced employees can opt to work for 10-hour workdays. And across North America and the UK, dozens of companies, including crowdfunding site Kickstarter, are testing a four-day week.
Can the four-day work week work for everyone?
No, that's unlikely to work for everyone.
Bill Shanninger from consulting for McKinsey & Company.
The challenge is, for the portion of the workforce that has got workforce on a taste of flexibility. Flexibility, full stop, is way more attractive than still the mandate, but on a shorter number of days.
And what they're talking about is, of course, people working from home and having time in that sort of strange twilight between being home or being at work, though you're not going to work. And all of the confusions and the complexities that were tearing people apart during the lockdown period of the pandemic, that's obviously the excuse for this and why this is so timely. Also, they're bringing this up as a response to inflation, because if this bill went through, it won't, not as long as the Republicans have enough votes to keep it from happening, you would almost certainly get more money for working and while working fewer hours because of the requirement that they'd have to pay you extra if you went to those 5 day work weeks. So where is this going? Clip about where this legislation is going and where it stands. Listen.
California Congressman Mark Takano has introduced legislation to make workers eligible for overtime after 32 hours instead of 40.
It's time to reexamine, you know, what the work week should look like in the 21st century.
At Uncharted, the new norm means prioritizing what's important.
So we're really thoughtful about what is the most essential work that we're doing. Is this meeting really critical for us to have? Can we cancel this meeting?
You're canceling meetings?
Any given work week, we will cancel 10% of the meetings, 15% of the meetings, because we don't need them, they're not essential, or we just shorten them.
Are you hiring?
look, that's it's one of those things. Could this have some political impact as a popular reform? It could, but I don't think it's going to be super popular with people who are trying to run their businesses. And speaking about people and how they work, you'll remember yesterday I was asking about the suspect in that New York subway shooting, whose name is Frank R. James. There's more that's come out about him, and I wanted to share because I, on the air yesterday, said, how does a guy like this live? With all of these arrests, I mean, I think it's over 20 total arrests in 5 different states and drifting from place to place. There's a detailed report in the New York Times, and it said that he was raised in the Bronx, but mostly lost touch with his family as he grew older. He drifted south and then west to Newark, then Philadelphia, then Chicago. Arrested many, many times, but never convicted of anything serious enough to prevent him from buying a handgun. which he did in Columbus, Ohio, back in 2011. Apparently, he lived mostly very alone. He landed in Milwaukee, where neighbors in his most recent home described him as a sullen, irascible loner. But there, apparently alone in his apartment, he built himself a YouTube personality, referring to himself as the Prophet of Doom 88. He posted thoughts on race and global affairs and eventually threats of violence that, in at least one video, he imagined taking place in New York subway systems. "He can't stop no crime in no subways," Mr. James said of New York City's mayor, Eric Adams, in one of his videos. He may slow it down, but he ain't stopping it. And in terms of stopping him, Mr. James, it's remarkable that with all these videos that he posted, many of which were openly racist against black people, and he himself is African American, but Mr. James was born in 1959. And their mother died. He has a sister, Catherine James, who Robinson, who insisted their mother died when Mr. James was 5, and his relationship with other family members frayed as he grew older. "He's been on his own his whole life, and I haven't had that much contact with him," she said. "He moves from city to city. One of the last of these cities was Milwaukee, where it was unclear what Mr. James did for work." That's exactly my question. He described himself as a driver, including for the delivery app Instacart. Instacart did not reply to several requests for comment. He seems to have been more focused on his YouTube account, which the videos he posted frequently involved into outbursts of homophobia, misogyny, and offensive comments about black people, Hispanic people, and white people. Mr. James, who is black, directed much of his hatred toward black people, whom he often blamed for the way they were treated in the United States. We will be right back with more.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833 654 pain.
The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. J. Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics. The life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On the Michael Medved show, the process, the progress, the entire trajectory of the sad life of 62-year-old Frank R. James, who fired 33 bullets into the subway after setting off 2 smoke bombs. There were 33 people who were at least somewhat injured, 10 of them wounded by some of his firing of the Glock he had gotten in 2011. And what I do hope is that some of the details about his sad life can lead to more attention to crime prevention by focusing on people like this with a prodigious arrest record and no visible means of support, and basically recording, as he did, a lot of his obsessions with his YouTube channel in when he was driving around on vehicles he rented. But it still doesn't answer where any of this money came from. A former neighbor named Mike Lopez said he never spoke to Mr. James, but often saw him pushing a small cart with groceries or other possessions. Maybe they were some of those fireworks that he included in his bag that they found on the subway after he shot it up. I didn't see him as no threat or nothing, Mr. Lopez said before the arrest. I mean, I don't see him as capable of that. He can't move like that, man. He wasn't fast. Mr. James' sister also mentioned his physical difficulties, saying that he had a bad back and was not easily able to get up and down stairs. He was kinder in his YouTube to his YouTube audience than to his neighbors, even after his angriest videos, like the one that comments on Mayor Adams, he signed off in a friendly manner, telling his audience to take it easy. On March 21st, he noted with some distress, "My numbers have been going down on YouTube here recently, maybe over the last couple of days," before declaring himself ultimately unbothered. Filming himself from the rented van on his way to New York, he said he was struggling with his emotions. "On the drive, I'm just thinking, because I'm heading back into the danger zone, so to speak, it's where he grew up, and it's triggering a lot of negative thoughts, of course, because I do suffer from, have a bad case of post-traumatic stress from all the things I've been through, he said in the video. Okay, speaking of things that he's been through, there is a great deal of controversy, and this is a very interesting poll, and I don't believe it. But it is worth sharing because I'm sure this will be part of our political discourse when people start trying to actually analyze what Republicans, I think, are using very effectively, and they're right to make a case of it, talking about parental influence, parental control in of schools that they pay for. And that's why I think that Governor DeSantis was very clever to say, hey, no, this is not a don't say gay bill. It's a parental rights bill. But Americans, reports the AP, this is a big major poll, over 1,000 respondents, and it's a poll from National Opinion Research Center, University of Chicago, Associated Press. Reputable. Americans are deeply divided about how much children in K-12 schools should be taught about racism and sexuality. According to a new poll released as Republicans across the country aim to make parental involvement in education a central campaign theme this election year, and yes, I hope they do. Overall, Americans lean slightly toward expanding, according to this poll, not cutting back, discussions of racism and sexuality. But roughly 4 in 10 say the current approach is about right, including similar percentages across party lines. Still, the poll from the University of Chicago, Harris School of Public Policy, and the Associated Press, NRC, National Opinion Research Center, Center for Public Affairs Research, shows stark differences between Republicans and Democrats who want to see schools make adjustments. About 4 in 10 Republicans say teachers in local public schools discuss issues related to sexuality too much. Only 4 in 10? Well, only about 1 in 10 say too little. Among Democrats, those numbers are reversed. The poll shows Americans are slightly more likely to say the focus on sex and sexuality in local schools is too little rather than too much. Only 23% say it's too much. 31% say it's too little. They want more discussion of sexuality and sex in school. The poll also shows 50% of Americans say parents have too little influence on curriculum, while 20% say parents have too much influence on curriculum. So, you know what? All I can think of is some people don't know what curriculum is. They don't know the meaning of the word or something. How could people think parents have too much influence on curriculum? Pardon me. That's a bizarre result. And I think that part of what happens here, especially when they start asking about, well, do we need more talk about race? Is that this is the factor of when you are answering questions to someone who is asking you questions, you tend to want to look good. And I think the message has been sent so strongly that, well, you know, you don't want to be against your kids learning about sex. You don't want to be against your kids learning about the incidence of racism in America's past and the role of race in America's past. I think if Democrats or Republicans take too much of this poll to heart, this is a Carl Rosell line. When people look at this poll, they should take a whiff of it, get a general sense of what it's saying, but don't inhale. Don't believe it or base a campaign on it, because I don't think it reflects what is actually felt by most parents in this country. Speaking of what is felt, I spoke to a number of people who I sent to see the latest Hercule Poirot Kenneth Branagh movie, Death on the Nile. And people I spoke to enjoyed it a great deal, despite the mixed reviews. Here's my review, Death on the Nile.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Kenneth Branagh is back as Agatha Christie's master detective, Hercule Poirot, trying to figure out what happened to wealthy heiress Gal Gadot during a glamorous group vacation to Egypt in Death on the Nile, now available for rent on multiple streaming services.
The murderer is one of you.
I don't feel safe here.
I will deliver your killer.
But as in any other Agatha Christie novel, there are so many potential killers in this large, distinguished cast that it takes a while to narrow down all of these elegant and eccentric people into the most plausible suspect. As in his previous Hercule Poirot film, Murder on the Orient Express, Branagh's director and star recreates a visually stunning view of 1930s glamour and indulgence, though the twisty plot is preposterous, of course, and takes intense concentration to follow. Rated PG-13 for some disturbing violence. 3 stars for Death on the Nile. And tomorrow we will be taking a review of the big new series in the Fantastic Beasts series from the creators of Harry Potter. Yes, that's right, J.K. Rowling. And Eddie Redmayne is back, and Jude Law, and the film? Well, we'll talk to you about it tomorrow on the MedVed Show. We'll also talk about a dire prediction, a powerful piece in National Review says that if the Supreme Court fails to overturn the 1973 abortion ruling, Roe v. Wade, when they finish with that Mississippi case about the Mississippi abortion law, and they should be getting to it in a matter of weeks or perhaps months, but it'll be before the election. The National Review says if they decide to uphold Roe v. Wade, no change in abortion from the Supreme Court, it would wreck the conservative movement as we know it. There's also a Matthew Continente has a new book that asks, is there a right left? He talks about 3 other predictions of destruction of the conservative movement. But the conservative movement, one could argue, is flourishing right now. Certainly good prospects for the elections. That and a school dropping any kinds of honors classes, good idea, not in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.